You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio in the activation zone, and we are here with people from blind tennis, or visually impaired tennis as it should properly be called. And I'm going to have a quick go, but with me I've got
Simon Lancaster.
And Simon, you're part of the local tennis coaching team?
Yes, I work at Edgbaston Priory Club, which is in Birmingham.
And you obviously teach a lot of visually impaired players who want to play tennis. So I'm going to have a go. What do I need to know?
Okay, so the rules are the same as non-disabled tennis. The only difference is the ball. So it's a foam ball with a bell in it, and depending on your sight category, it gives you different numbers of bounces. So the more visually impaired you are, the more bounces you get.
Okay. And serving and stuff and things like that, what do I need to sort of know if we're going to have a go?
So when you start to serve, you start with the ball in your hand. And ideally, you want to try and serve above your head. Yeah. But if that's not possible, then it's okay to kind of drop the ball and hit it in like that.
And I know we're going to have a go in a moment, but how do I know when the ball's coming towards me, where to go, kind of thing, to go left and right?
So it's about tracking the ball. So when players first come to the sessions that I do, we do a lot of work on the tracking, understanding which way to go, like you say. So to begin with, a bit of left and right, and then a lot more of forwards and backwards, which is probably the hardest one to do. So we'll do some little games around that.
So is it the similar racket to what you would normally get?
Yes, slightly smaller, with a slightly shorter handle, just to keep the racket closer to you so it's easier to time the ball.
Okay, and if I'm serving, is it sort of holding it up?
Like, yes. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so...
And then what you want to try and do is, if you start your left hand upside down.
Left hand upside down?
That's it.
Oh, God.
So the ball's going to go up, and then you're going to try and hit it when it's above your head.
So I've got to throw the ball up and then hit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So give it a go. Just...
First serve, we'll see what happens.
There you go. Here's the one.
Another
ball. So this time, start your racket and the hat and your hand a bit closer together.
Okay.
That's it, but nice and high.
Okay.
That's it. And then go... like a little up with your
not so high. Wow, that's quite good. I like that.
There you go.
But you would never serve sort of underarm or
not really. By serving overarm, you get a bit more power.
Yeah.
And obviously, especially in the visually impaired game, anything that's fast is more difficult.
Yeah.
But then after you've served it in, then everything's then underarm.
Okay.
Very good. Should we have a little go at some hits?
Yeah,
this is going to be fun. If I throw the ball to you.
Yeah.
So this time you want your racket a bit lower.
Yeah.
Like that, that's it.
So my racket's sort of lower than my arm, kind of waist height almost.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And just bend your knees a little bit more because the ball's not going to bounce that much.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Play?
Yeah. I hit it.
There you go. Ready? Play?
Hey.
And a catch.
Hey.
I'll throw it now so you get a couple of bounces just to help you track the direction of the ball. So on the first bounce, try and track the direction.
Yeah.
So is it left or right? The second bounce, you would try and understand the depth of the ball. So is it far away from you or is it quite close?
Yeah.
And then the third bounce gives you a chance to get in position to then hit the ball. Does that make sense?
Okay, we'll try.
Play.
Yay!
What a great shot! Ready? Play.
Yay!
Very good.
But I've got over the net.
Yes, definitely over the net there. Ready? Play.
Yay! God, I'm enjoying this.
Good. Right, I'm going to get a racket this time.
Oh, God.
We'll even do a little rally.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Play.
Yeah. These games, the matches,
out of the activation zone.
Ready?
Yeah. Yes, I got it. That's fantastic. So, how if people were, come here and want to maybe take up tennis, what's the best way for them to find out about visually impaired tennis?
So, visually impaired tennis is played all across the country. The best advice would be to get in touch with the Tennis Foundation and the LTA. So both of those will help you find a place to play. So it's all on their website, and there's a contact details as well.
Fantastic. And you can also probably find links to visually impaired tennis and obviously British Blind Sport on the RNIB website, rnib.org.uk. Brilliant. Thank you so much. That was really fun. Thank you.
Fantastic.